Hello and welcome to our site as on this beautiful Sunday morning we return to our Christmas theme. Our Bible reading is found in the Gospel of Luke, and so if you have a Bible handy, please turn with me now to the Gospel according to Luke, and we're reading chapter 1 and from verse 26, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. For why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Just so far, and may God bless his word to us this morning. I've entitled our message this morning, "Same but Different." Same but different. What a mysterious splendor radiates from the pages of the three Gospels that describe the incarnation of our Lord. God becoming man, in a baby, laid in a rugged feeding trough, in a cave in Bethlehem. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the God of an uncountable number of galaxies, enters his creation in a real human birth. It's so inconceivable a miracle that it actually requires a work of the Holy Spirit to come to terms with it. God uniting himself with our humanity forever. That's what Christmas is about. So linger for a while at Bethlehem's manger in your mind's eye. Don't be in a hurry. You are witnessing the greatest miracle ever. A baby like any other, as human can be, like my great-grandbaby. The baby Jesus came from his mother's womb. He feeds from his mother's breasts. He pees and poos just like my great-grandbaby. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes, the hymn writer says. Don't you believe it? He cries when he's hungry and he cries when he's hurt, just like my great-great-grandbaby does. Come and behold him, Christ the Lord. What sacredness the birth of Jesus gives to motherhood. Thank God the work agenda and the abortion activists weren't in vogue then. And what dignity and value the birth of Jesus confers on humanity. The crown of God's creation, the highest of all created species by far, manhood and womanhood. Man created in the image of God, now to be redeemed and restored and reconciled through this baby in the manger, who 33 years later would carry our humanity to heaven, to the throne of God, to the right hand of the Father. The only mediator between God and man God, the man Christ Jesus. The more you linger at the manger, the more you are constrained to say, in fact, constrained to stay there and try to take it all in. Mary's baby, the same as any tiny baby. But there were differences, weren't there? And I'd like to emphasize several of them, if I may. First of all, the Christmas baby was different to any other baby that ever was born, that ever will be born, because he lived eternally before he was born. That's a difference, is it not? He lived eternally before he was born. The Apostle John in his Gospel refers to Jesus as the Word. He uses the Greek word logos, which means literally the Word, and says, in the beginning of time, the Word already was. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Apostle Paul says of Jesus in Colossians 1, verse 17, he is before all things. In the Revelation, Jesus presents himself as the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There never was a time when Jesus wasn't. In eternity past, he was the second person of the triune Godhead, the Trinity. He still is and ever will be. That's fairly difficult for your mind, isn't it, to understand? And that's very different to your normal everyday baby, is it not? Jesus is unique in his babyhood. He is different because he lived eternally before he was born. Secondly, we have to point out that this Christmas baby is different to any other baby in that he is God. He is divine. He is God. The Apostle John goes on to say, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Apostle Paul wrote, for God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him. The writer to the Hebrews described Jesus as the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. The Apostle Paul said again, in Christ, all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form. He is Emmanuel, God, with us. Thomas, often referred to as Doubting Thomas, in the end when he saw Jesus, saw his face, saw his nail-pierced hands, saw the wound in his side, in his resurrection body. Thomas fell at his feet, exclaiming, my Lord and my God. Quite a statement for a Jew. Thirdly, this baby is different to any other baby in that he made the world into which he came. As the poet put it, his holy fingers made the bough where grew the thorns that crowned his brow. The nails that pierced his hands were mined in secret places he designed. He made the forests whence there sprung the tree on which his body hung. He died upon a cross of wood, yet made the hill on which it stood. The sky which darkened o'er his head, by him above the earth was spread. The sun which hid from him its face, by his decree was poised in space. The spear which spilt his precious blood was tempered in the fires of God. The grave in which his form was laid was hewn in rocks his hands had made. The throne on which he now appears was his from everlasting years, but a new glory crowns his brow, and every knee to him shall bow. This baby is different from every other baby, in that he is God. Thirdly, he is different to any other baby, therefore, in which who came into the world, because he came into the world that he himself made. John says in his gospel, through him all things were made. Without him was nothing made that has been made. A rather clumsy statement in the original Greek, simply saying that all of creation is from the hand of Jesus. The Apostle Paul said to the Colossians in Colossians 1:16, for by him, that is Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. The writer to the Hebrews says, Hebrews 1:2, the second part of that verse, he made the universe. This baby is different, different to every other baby, because fourthly, he sustains the universe. Our world is in the hands of this baby. The Apostle Paul writes, in him, that is in Jesus, all things hold together. The writer to the Hebrews writes in his letter that Jesus sustains all things by his powerful word. Then, fifthly, this baby is very different. His birth was normal and yet significantly different to that of any other baby. Jesus is unique in his birth. In the first place, his conception was not normal. His mother's womb was not impregnated by Joseph, her fiancé, but by the Holy Spirit of God. This was quite something for Mary and Joseph to come to terms with, as the scriptures make very clear. Joseph was a righteous person, and when he heard the news and saw that his fiancée, or the woman to which he was betrothed, but the marriage had not been consummated yet, he was so righteous that he wondered about putting her away privately so that it could be done in secret. But the Lord appeared to him and said, don't worry about it, Joseph. That which is born of Mary is conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is unique as a baby because he is born without a sinful nature. The fallen nature of Adam is not imparted to the baby Jesus. He is conceived of the Holy Spirit, not conceived by Joseph. 7 centuries before he came, the prophet Isaiah had said, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. How different this Christmas baby is. Sixthly, his birth was predicted centuries before it happened. Certainly the prophecies concerning Jesus' birth were quite unique. There's no explanation for them aside from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And then in the seventh place, the place of his birth was foretold centuries before. Matthew in his Gospel in chapter 2 and verse 6 quotes the Hebrew prophet Micah when he says in Matthew 2 and verse 6, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. His birth was foretold centuries before it happened. How different is that to your normal baby? And then difference number 8, the preparations for this baby spanned many centuries. Centuries before Alexander the Great conquered the world and then wept because there were no more worlds to conquer, and he had Hellenized the known world of the time there in the Middle East, the common universal language was Greek. God was preparing for the birth of Jesus centuries before it happened. Rome was in power when Jesus was born, and you know how famous the Roman roads were, still are. All roads lead to Rome, was the saying, and of course that means all roads led from Rome. The news could travel far and wide. God prepared the world centuries before the coming of Jesus, politically. It's fascinating to see the political maneuvering that took place. Sir Caesar Augustus on the throne in Rome, to support his extravagant lifestyle, has a new form of taxation instituted, affecting even that little strip of land which we sometimes call Israel or Palestine. And there, at the exact moment of time, with all this political shifting, Archelaus being moved, Publius Quirinius, the Herods, the whole situation politically was being prepared centuries before Jesus was born, so that at the very moment planned from all eternity, God saw to it that Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem to register for the new taxation, and it was there that Jesus was born, in fulfillment of prophecy given centuries before. The preparations for this baby span many centuries. No other baby has ever been in that situation, where his birth was prophesied 5-7 centuries before he came. Here's difference number 9. Jesus' birth was heralded and hailed in remarkably different ways. We read in Luke's Gospel about Zechariah, who was on priestly duty and received the news that his aged wife Elizabeth was pregnant and would give birth to a son, that he would be the herald of Messiah, John the Baptist. And then when Jesus was born and taken to the dedication in the temple in Jerusalem, Simeon and Anna prophesied concerning him. What amazing prophecies! The aged priest was able to say, "Now your servant, Lord, can depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord." The shepherds in the field were amazed by an angelic host made visible, the heavens filled with the sound of praise, the good news. Wise men from the east later came, guided by the star. From rich to poor, from uneducated peasants to intelligent philosophers, the birth of Jesus was heralded and hailed in remarkably different ways. Difference number 10, this baby was born king. I mean, after, is it 70 years, the Prince of Wales has become the King of England? Jesus was born king. King of not just the Jews, but sovereign of the universe. That's different. Here is one who is born king. Not only that, of course, but here is one who is going to return one of these days as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then number 11, this baby is different in the titles he was given. Again, 7 centuries before his birth, we read about the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 that he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. No baby has ever had titles like that. And then difference number 12. The baby Jesus different in the effect that his birth has had on people ever since. Herod was so jealous, he had all the boys under 2 years of age in the district of Bethlehem killed in his attempt to murder the baby Jesus because he had heard the news that he was born as king. His birth has affected the lives of millions of people through the centuries and is still affecting millions and millions of people today. No other baby has ever had that effect on the people of the world. And then, lastly, the baby Jesus is different in the task he was born for. And here's the crux of the whole matter. Jesus was not born to live so much as die, to save people from the consequences of sin. Jesus, as a baby, came into this world as one who would suffer and die upon the cross for the sins of mankind, be raised the third day from the dead, and then 40 days later ascend back to heaven, so that 10 days after that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, could be given to the believing community in Jerusalem. Here's the difference about this amazing Christmas baby. He lived eternally before he was born. He is God. He made the world. He sustains the universe. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin. His birth was predicted 7, 5 more centuries before he came. The very place of his birth was prophesied about 5 or 6 centuries before he came. The preparations that were made for that birth, linguistically, geographically, politically, in every other way, it's remarkable to see the preparations that were made for this baby, Jesus. His birth was heralded so differently, heralded by angels, shepherds out in the field, wise men coming from the east. This baby is different because he was born king, different because of the titles he is given: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Different because of the effect of his birth on millions upon millions of people through the last 2,000 years. But supremely different, too, in his mission, that Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins and to rise again for our eternal salvation, that we could know the blessing of forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. Imagine a world without Christianity. Imagine a world without the gospel. Imagine a world without the church. Imagine a world without the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus makes all the difference in the world because he is different. He is truly God, truly man, without sin, the only Redeemer of mankind. The crucial issue this Christmas is, do we know him? Do we know him personally? Friend, have you come to the place in your personal experience where you have repented of your sin, placed your trust in Jesus Christ, received him as your Savior, Redeemer, and King? Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you that you so loved the world, so loved each one of us, so loved the person listening to this message right now, that you gave your one and only Son, so that believing on him, the Lord Jesus, we may not perish, but have everlasting life. Open our eyes, Lord, the eyes of our heart, that we may truly understand this Christmas who Jesus is, and respond to you, the Christ who loved us and gave himself for us, so that we can know Jesus as our personal Savior, the Lord of our lives, and enjoy the gift of everlasting life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came into this world not just to give a religion, but to give life. You came into this world saying, I've not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I have come that you might have life in all its fullness. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you teach us all more about his lovely name? Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Heavenly Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all this Christmas, into the new year, and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Savior, he will save. I labor on in weakness and